This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Progress. Rich Sheehan's with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. His book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. It's available at Amazon. Rich Sheehan, inflation warning lights, according to Zero Hedge, are flashing as manufacturing prices soar the most since 2011. No question in my mind, I'm seeing it. Let me give you an example. So we're working on this little riding lawnmower to help one of our neighbors. And this silly thing, and by the way, I think the Poulin Pro 42-inch riding lawnmower is the most dangerous lawnmower I have ever seen. Absolutely. The mower blades on the right-hand side of the mower are covered by a little plastic grass diverter. And if you lift it up, the mower blades are right below this plastic cover. So it doesn't, like, just keep your feet a little bit away. It is the cover for the mower blades. It is really, really dangerous. And if any product should be removed from the public, I believe this is one that we should start with. It is, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, it is extremely dangerous. So if you're looking for a lawnmower, class, lift up the plastic chute diverter at the end of the side of the mower where the grass comes out. Lift it up and see what's under there. And if you think that your foot would be cut off if anything happened, that plastic, little flimsy plastic cover, don't buy that mower. And Poulin products, I think, are among the cheesiest, worst constructed, fastest to fail, wear out and break that I've ever seen. I'm talking about their chainsaws. I'm talking about all the products they make, I think, are substandard. That's my opinion. And I hope their lawyers give me a call, because I'll put them on the air and we'll talk about it. So, inflation. An oil filter for this mower, it has a Briggs & Stratton engine, is $15. $15. Now, you can go to Walmart and buy an automotive filter that is about the same construction. I'm talking about the same amount of materials, the same size shell, the same size base plate, the same size gasket, the same size anti-drain back valve, same size filter media for $4. What's happening in America is people are being held hostage because of lack of knowledge. So what we do is we cross-reference and cross-reference and cross-reference until we find an automotive filter that will fit the application. And we found one. So instead of a $15 Briggs & Stratton filter, we found a Wix, W-I-X brand, for $8. And you can do the same thing. So just about half price. But what I'm saying is these are the things that you need to do, in my opinion, to avoid this spiraling inflation trap. $15 for a lawnmower oil filter is crazy, in my opinion. Just my thoughts on just one little tiny thing that I'm seeing as inflationary. Now, we can talk about lots of things with disposable products. Now, I would consider a Poulan brand air-cooled engine machine, whether it be a lawnmower or a chainsaw, as a disposable product, temporary product. However, when you go to buy one, you don't say, y'all have any temporary lawnmowers? I'm thinking about a chainsaw. Now, I only need it for the weekend. You got one that'll just last, you know, through Sunday afternoon? Nobody does that. When you buy a chainsaw, you think you're buying something that's going to last 20 years. It's implied. But with some products, that's not the case. It's absolutely not the case. So our neighbor's pool and mower is right in our on our pad, right next to our garage. And, you know, my son is seems like he's the go-to guy in our neck of the woods for fixing things. What happened with this Poulan riding mower is it has this poorly designed drain valve. So if you want to drain the oil on this thing, all you do is you take this little plastic tube that's a couple inches long, you push it in, and you turn it 90 degrees, and oil will come out the end of this tube. Well, what happened is it's so poorly designed that it broke while the owner was riding it. And oil's draining out of the engine. It's poorly designed. If you think I'm kidding, just go to eBay and type in Poulan drain plug. And you'll see they've got plenty of them for sale. Why? Because they break. Now, when an oil drain plug breaks and you lose the engine lubrication, the engine will seize up. Or, best case is you'll have accelerated wear because of the lack of oil. And you go, oh, holy smokes, something's going wrong. I see oil on my foot. I think something's wrong. I better stop. Rich, I think you would call this planned obsolescence. Is that right?
Actually, with the ferocity that this has happened, I cross out the word planned and replace it with the word forced obsolescence. Now, what we have, and you mentioned inflation, and prices are inflationary in a lot of areas. There's no doubt about it. A lot's because of, you know, subsidies, money printing, special interests, lobbyist PACs, to feather the nest of the big corporate oligarchies or protect big government. But what we have in America is what I call a hybrid stagflation. It's the worst of inflation and the worst of deflation, especially for the bottom 93% of Americans. See, with all the debt that we have, savings going down, et cetera, we have to remember 70% of our GDP is measured through consumption. So if we buy things with cash, we leave no debt, it could lead to a demand trend in inflation for the short term. But what's happening is people are buying things on time. They're paying interest. They're going into their homes. And like I mentioned a month or two ago, Americans are tapping, Canadians are tapping into their ATM machines, which is now their home, basically taking out second and third mortgages. And so when we buy on time and pay interest, which is increasing our debt loads at every level, from consumer to corporate to government, this leads to a trend of debt deflation, and people can't buy other goods and services, and that's why the numbers are rapidly descending and the middle class is broke. And this isn't really against Trump, because as I mentioned from the first day he was elected, he inherited economic sabotage and demolition. We have now an incognito caste system that the status quo has always wanted. And you look at demographics, our credit collapsing, debt loads, pensions, which are all in the red, valuations, which are all absolutely phony. I mean, every word has been literally changed to benefit the system that's totally fraudulent. I don't even know what markets and fundamentals mean anymore. Do you know what fair value means? I mean, the P.E. ratio is probably over 30 on average. There's companies out there like the FANGs in the hundreds, if not 200s. What does leverage and liquidity mean anymore? What does solvency, inflation or deflation mean? GDP. How can we keep using GDP when it takes, depending on which author you believe, $4 to $6 of new debt to create $1 of growth. Core businesses are leaving all corporations. Free markets, supply and demand is almost gone. Velocity of money is literally dropping like a rock. Instead of putting corporations, putting money into the people, into investing into employees, into R&D, into goods and services, they're putting it into stock buybacks and feathering the nest of the executives through stock options. And then when they do mergers and acquisitions, it's more consolidation, more firing, and more implementing the new industry, which is robotics automation, and basically everything that eliminates jobs for middle America. So the wealthy people are getting that way, not through supply and demand and free markets, but they're using the opportunity that the state and the fascist system gives them, not to serve their customers or the people of the free market, but to feather their own nest. Now, Vince, you know, sometimes we get people come out and they say, oh, you guys are just a conservative radio station. You know, I don't even like labels. What we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do, is stick up for the little guy. And that is the poor slash middle class, the bottom 93% that has no protection under the law. But you got to ask yourself, if you vote for the so-called progressive left, Democrats, liberals, they're not liberal anymore. All their money comes from the UN, the George Soros, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. You got to ask yourself, is it liberal to call people Nazis, sexual violent rapists, and eliminating the right to think, speak, and communicate? You mentioned Bill Cosby before. I was going to comment on that. Basically, this is why we're for the words adult mutual consensual sex. You also mentioned pedophilia, because it's definitely not liberal to normalize pedophilia, even though the New York Times are on record defending NAMBLA. I think that stands for the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And you got to ask yourself, look at all these things that's going on. Is it liberal to censor books and words? Is it liberal to vote for someone to be a grown man, identify as a young girl, and sexually molest other girls? Is it liberal for the DOJ, the Democrat/Globalist Party, to funnel money to liberal groups and exclude conservative ones? Is it liberal to have science bought and paid for and gag orders from NOAA, the global warming geoengineering? Is it liberal to have 96% of Monsanto shareholders vote to non-disclose GMO ingredients? Folks, get rid of the left-right paradigm. It's the aristocracy managing the serfs. Ben?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
ULAN. And Rich talked about forced obsolescence. I think he's absolutely right with that word. Well, here's a little bit about Poulan. So Poulan is the brand name of the Swedish manufacturer Husqvarna. Okay? Husqvarna is the orange type colored product, like you'll see their lawnmowers are orange, their chainsaws are orange, their leaf blowers are orange, and so forth. And that's considered a pretty good product. So Poulan is the brand name of the Swedish manufacturer Husqvarna, once a component of the Swedish conglomerate Electrolux. So in 2006, Electrolux spun off Husqvarna into its own company, and Poulan is below Husqvarna. Now, Poulan originally was an independent American company in Louisiana, founded as the Poulan Saw Company in 1912. And they had pretty good products. But they were acquired many times since then. They were acquired by a company called the Beard Company in Shreveport, also known as Beard Poulan. Then they were acquired by Emerson Electric in 1972. And then they were purchased by Electrolux in 1984. The products became worse and worse and worse and worse as these newer companies took them over. And I think each time that happens, when a new company buys an older company, they two things happen. Quality goes down and the price and people get fired. That's what happens. So Poulan is known for its outdoor power equipment, such as chainsaws and lawnmowers and leaf blowers. And it's aimed at what's considered mid-level consumers, which really to me means disposable. Mid-level consumers. And they sell their lawnmowers to Sears. And they're sold under the Sears Craftsman brand name. They're just slightly altered Poulan products. My opinion, substandard. So here we have Sears, who has lost the confidence of their customers, who has decided that good, better, best is no longer applicable. And they can sell products that are substandard, and people will buy them because they're painted nicely. And they'll trade on the old name Craftsman, so people will say, well, it's a Craftsman. That's a good one. That's a good unit. It's a good tool. It's a good whatever because it's Craftsman. But that's no longer the case, in my opinion. So as far as Poulan goes, I would not buy a Poulan product. That's my opinion. I will not buy a Poulan product. I'm not telling our class what to do, but I'm not buying one. And here's the thing that really frosts me. Electrolux, if you had an Electrolux vacuum cleaner in the 1960s, 1970s, that was top of the line. Electrolux was equivalent to Cadillac, you know, in the term. That's a Cadillac. Well, meaning best in its class. Well, that's what Electrolux was. But not anymore. Not anymore, because if you look at the back of this Poulan riding mower, it says for parts call Electrolux. So they're trading on Electrolux being a great company, and this is a cheesy, unsafe, in my opinion, riding lawnmower. I'm talking about what's called the Poulan Pro 42-inch. Take a look. You know, next time you're at one of those big box stores like Sears or anybody else that sells them, just lift up that lawn chute right on the mower. Look at that and see if you think your foot would get cut off. Rich, we have taken quality products, quality brand names, and destroyed them in this country through greed for more money in compensation for the upper cut of the corporations. Greater CEO salaries. CEO salaries are at record numbers in terms of multipliers. Does the CEO of Disney deserve $81 million a year when the guy who's wearing the Goofy costume or the Mickey Mouse costume get minimum wage? Is that reasonable? Not in my world. Not in my world. That guy puts on his pants the same way that the guy who puts on the Goofy costume does. CEO doesn't deserve $81 million a year. Just my thoughts. Rich, I'd love to hear your comments and opinions on that when we come back. Do you think it's as outrageous as I do? I'll bet you do.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Why? Keep it.
God, you're.
Take my. You go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Achievements with us. I was looking at Disney's CEO, Bob Iger, could earn up to $423 million in compensation. $423 million. Now, they had a shareholder vote. 52% of the shareholders opposed Iger's compensation. and that of other executives in a non-binding advisory vote. Now think about this, class. You've got a vote about compensation. The shareholders who actually own the company vote 52%. Majority say no. No, this is way too much. But the vote was really not binding. It was just an advisory. So if you think your vote counts, it doesn't count in this case. And I think it doesn't count in lots of cases. Is the CEO of Disney worth $500 million? Think about that. $500 million. He makes more in a second than most of the employees there make in a year. Well, maybe 10 seconds. Margaret, welcome. You're on USA Prepares.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. And I I'm not going to talk about economics, but I do have something that's bothering me.
Just one thing?
May I say
just one thing that's bothering you? Like, almost everything's bothering me.
Oh, I just heard about the two stars colliding, and whenever they go off, it'll be the end of the earth, but we don't know when that'll happen. So, I mean, there's problems everywhere. But let me tell you this. A friend of mine, you know, I'm in Spain, and a friend of mine called me this morning because it's a national holiday, May 1st. And I thought it was something about flowers or the Virgin Mary or something. And, you know, he goes, this is the day where all of the world is celebrating with demonstrations something that happened in the United States in the late 1800s that has to do with Labor Day. So I always thought Labor Day was in September, right? And I didn't know why, and I've never really been a history student, never was when I was in school. So anyway, now I'm tuning in, and he's, you know, they say, so I just went ahead and looked it up on a server. And I wonder if you know what happened May 1st in something like 1884 in Chicago, and why the rest of the world celebrates International Labor Day on May 1st, and the United States celebrates it in September.
Are you talking about strikes in Ohio in 1886? Is that what you're talking
Chicago,
about?
Chicago, Illinois. I believe it was 1884. There were strikes, but what happened and who was striking and why? And why,
why
did
you share that with us?
Okay.
Sure,
well,
sure.
I just, you know, quickly read, and of course we all get a little nervous on the phone, so let me just, and I'm upset about this because once again I have had my whole world view changed. Okay. Just having a cup of coffee, because I thought I knew what Labor Day was and when it was and all of that. Now I found out today the rest of the world is celebrating what they have voted on to be International Labor Day, May 1st, because of some strikes and riots that occurred in Chicago. It was about union formation, and the outcome of it was, and in fact, many people were killed on the 1st, and then I think on the 4th, there were more demonstrations, and I believe they publicly hung 4 of the demonstrators. What was the outcome? The outcome was they were fighting for a 40-hour work week. So that's why the rest of the world today is celebrating what happened in our country that gave the rest of the world the hope and opportunity to have a 40-hour work week. And so I'm just, I don't know if I've explained it well, but it's once again, I have to reframe my history, what happened and why. Why is the United States so looked up to and then sometimes so despised? But what about American history for Americans? You know, so I don't know. You have to leave
Margaret,
the country to get information.
Margaret, have you heard of the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory Fire in New York City?
I believe so, yes. I couldn't tell you the year.
Okay, in 1911. So it was a little bit after you're talking about. In 1911, there was the deadliest industrial disaster in the history of the city up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is 146 garment workers were killed. 123 mm-hmm. were women, 23 were men. They died from fire, smoke inhalation, and falling or jumping to their deaths. And these were Italian and Jewish immigrant women aged 14 to 23. And what happened is they were working in this shirtwaist factory, a tall building, and there was a fire that broke out. And the exits were chained, so they couldn't get out. These people died.
That was 1911?
And so, 1911, March 25th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that led to the same kind of thing you're talking about. Safety standards were implemented, and that spurred the growth of the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, ILGWU, which fought for better conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're talking about was the International Workers Day. It's known as Labor Day or the Workers Day in some countries, often referred to as May Day.
Correct.
And it's a celebration of laborers and the working classes and what they've done and to build products for the rest of us and to improve safety and conditions.
To have a decent working life, you know, 40 hours. But let me just do this one more time, Vincent. May 1st. It's celebrated internationally on today because that is the celebration of this outburst and demonstration and deaths in Chicago. Now, how many of the United States people even know that that happened, and why, my question again, is the United States the only country that celebrates it on in September rather than May 1st? And now, after what you said, too, I'm like, look how much we have to fight, and people have to die for rights, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's one of our instructors, his name is Pat Shannon.
Yeah.
And he wrote a book, and I believe the title is Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie.
Yeah, I know. I'm living it. I'm sorry for interrupting, but that's why I called. It's like...
And history is rewritten by the victors, right? History is rewritten by the victors. And what we're doing with our children in school is we're trading books, physical books with pages and bindings and covers, for electronic media. And I believe that electronic media is easy to edit. So, for example, if you want to change some of what we're told happened in history, you change it in one or two places, and these software companies that produce the electronic training materials to replace teachers in the classroom, you can change history very quickly. And
absolutely.
What we've done to prove that we have removed teachers from the classroom and replace them with hall monitors or classroom monitors or teacher's aides or whatever you want to call these people who just kind of try to keep order in the classroom and tell the children to sit down and work on their lessons at the computer screen. If you want proof that we have removed teachers from classrooms, look at the trades. We used to teach home economics. How many schools now teach home economics? Maybe that's sexist, you know, because mostly young women would be involved in learning how to run the household. Now, I don't think that's sexist at all. I think it's the most important function, that in raising the children and being there for the family, one of the most important thing a woman can do, in my opinion. What's more important than raising your children? What's more important than keeping a safe, sanitary, wonderful experience at home? What's more important than that? And so we've removed home economics from most schools. We've removed learning about electricity. building trades, like electrical, the electrical trades, plumbing trades, mechanical trades.
All the things that would have been, you know, students could have gone that route with the more technical classes, or even the universities or the colleges and the technical colleges that were instituted. I'm remembering now as a junior in high school, I could have either taken home economics or physics. And although I didn't understand anything about math or physics, I chose physics. But let me just say, you're breaking my heart. We, you know, going over the condition of things as they are. I have been a teacher all my life. My mother was a fabulous teacher. My sister, by the way, has 9 children, and she homeschooled all of them. And they are, you know, getting married. They know how to socialize. They're marrying doctors, and they're playing pro ball and this and that and the other. So I just don't see any way out of what we've done, Vincent. I don't think it'll be corrected in my lifetime. I think it's a terrible tragedy.
When you say what we've done, you're talking about the baby boomers, what we've done to our children?
Well, I mean, I'm a baby boomer, and I didn't do it.
I don't mean, when I say we, I don't mean you, me, and anyone in our class. I mean people of our generation.
Whomever
have done so much damage. Have done so much damage in the pursuit of greed and profit.
Margaret, you're gonna go. I'm gonna go.
Do you want to hold to the break?
Oh, I'll hold. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll be right back. Rich Evans with us.
Okay.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Achievements with us, offgridmontana.com. Margaret in the country of Spain is with us on the telephone. And a couple of very short comments. First comment is all of our children have been homeschooled. And our daughter began college at 19 and graduated with her master's in business administration college at 14 and graduated with her MBA at 19. That's one comment. So homeschooling works. Second comment is there's a holiday, national holiday in the United States, and it is the day that we commemorate the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. And that is July 4th, 1776. Many of us of the baby boomer generation remember it as Independence Day. However, it is now being referred to as the 4th of July. And 4th of July means fireworks, hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecues, and a day off from work. So things have changed. We used to call them children. Now the media refers to them as kids. Now a kid is baby goat. So I am dragging my feet. I do not want to change. To me, it's Independence Day. They're children, and homeschooling is great. Margaret, any other comments before Rich weighs in?
No. I was trying to think of the solutions, but right now
few and far between.
The problems are gigantic and very complicated. And I just want to tell Rich, you said it's Rich, I thought it was Rick, Mr. Sheban, that I really appreciate his contributions. He's way high up there at the top of the list.
He's fabulous.
Well, thank you, Margaret. I really appreciate that.
Rich, okay. Your thoughts?
Well, I can comment on a lot of things, but you asked me about half an hour ago to comment on what you call was an outrage regarding the oligarchies and the people on top getting these multi-million dollar salaries. But when you look at all the bailout, the corporate welfare, the banks, Wall Street, insurance companies, auto manufacturing, all these people who have gotten bailed out by the bottom 93% of Americans, they still kept their bonuses, they still kept their high salaries, they still kept their benefits on us. And it's very disturbing when they say they lump all these so-called entitlements like Social Security into the same bucket. When people put into the kitty, that's what Social Security is. You put into the kitty and you take out of the kitty. So there's a lot of government welfare. There's a lot of corporate welfare. You just look at QE, quantitative easing, and I've said this over the air many times, 95% of that money goes to the top 1% to 7%. Let me say that again. 95% of quantitative easing goes to the top 1% to 7%. So the elite are picking the winners and losers, and what it is a divide-and-conquer strategy. And this divide-and-conquer strategy has absolutely destroyed America by rewarding mediocrity and pitting people from different groups against each other. And this is one, and it doesn't matter what group. It could be race, gender, sex, sexual orientation, ideology, religion, generation. This is why there's so much race baiting and gender baiting and generation baiting. You know, we have to, this is why we're called the new media. This is why we're called the alternative media, because the mainstream media, as I mentioned, almost every show is bought and paid for. Their job is solely to sway public opinion and hold on to the narrative, the memes, the talking points, the themes, the microphones. And their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. And what's happened is we ended up, the consequences for a divide-and-conquer strategy has been lowering the bars of standards and expectations, which has destroyed America from within. You can't reward mediocrity after generation, make the United States turn into the divided groups of America with the law of diminishing returns being its motto, and expect opportunity, knowledge, ingenuity, productivity, innovation to be available for the little people. Again, the little people is the bottom 93% of Americans. So this is why this needs redundancy. And we got to stick up for the little guy.
Yeah. Margaret, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Goodbye to all of the little people and best wishes. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
That was Margaret in Spain. And it's great to hear from her. And she certainly likes Rich Sheehan. And so do I. Rich, I want to thank you for all of your hard work and contributions. And even the side conversations we have off the air to prepare for the broadcast and what we're talking about.
Always my pleasure.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing you're going to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2000, depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.